as inexact as aggravating and mitigating factors are, as Ms. Porter, I think, pointed out very well. I think it is important to take a look at those factors. The aggravating factors in this case are many. The extent of the injuries inflicted upon Surnamu before she died were extreme. Mr. Parrish pointed out at least 21 different injuries, including a sexual assault and a grotesquely broken arm. Another factor that came out in trial, which was for the purposes of sentencing, also very disturbing. Mr. Matt really groomed these young girls. He played with them. He gained their trust over the short period of time he was there. But several witnesses spoke of the relationship that he had developed with not just Surnamu, but with at least one other little girl, her friend, who was living in that same apartment complex. Surnamu was 7 years old when this happened. By all testimony that we've heard, and by what her family members have said today, she was a remarkable child. I think everybody who has seen the news or read the paper has seen that amazing photograph of her taken a day or two before she died. It's consistent with everything that we've all heard about her character during this long period, particularly during those many days of trial. I think Pearlie Waugh this morning articulated quite well the concern I have for mitigating factors. None of us who were born in this country know what it was like to live in Burma or Myanmar or in the refugee camps in Thailand. It's something so far beyond what we have experienced in this country that we can't have any real insight into what all of the people involved in this case went through. But the Waugh family experienced very similar experiences that Mr. Met. They were in the, as I recall, refugee camp for several decades, waiting to get into this country. I'm hard pressed to give Mr. Met the benefit of a mitigating factor without weighing it very strongly with the experiences that the Waugh family had also. And speaking to them specifically, it's painful to listen to what each of you said today about your hopes unrealized in your move to this country and what this horrible murder of your sister and your daughter has meant to you individually and your family. I can't say anything to you that can help that, I am certain. I have heard you, however. My heart goes out to your family today, for what you've gone through for the last 6 years. As well, I can't justify the six-year wait. The time that you have waited and you have been patient. In our system, it is our highest goal to be fair and to be just when we have cases before the court. The desire, I'm certain of this, by the prosecution and the defense is to make sure that Mr. Matt has received the fairest possible treatment. And accordingly, you have waited a very, very long time for that. I have no desire to sentence Mr. Met as a punishment. We use the word rather broadly. When judges sentence people, as the attorneys well know and which spoken of today, we look at a number of different things. We look at punishment per se. We look at deterrence. We look at rehabilitation. And we look to safety for the community. My greatest concern, whether it's called justice or not, is that for these 6 years, as reflected in the pre-sentence report, as spoken today in court, Mr. Met has not expressed any responsibility. He's not required to in the criminal justice system. He's been found guilty beyond a reasonable doubt of these offenses and the aggravating factors by the jury, and I honor that verdict. It is a snapshot in time. I can't predict what will happen with Mr. Matt in 15 years, 20 years, 30 years. But I have to look at the prospects from today. I believe that Mr. Matt is extremely dangerous. I fear that another child could die as Sir Namu did, should Mr. Matt be released from custody. And it's my responsibility to weigh the safety to the community. I believe in this case above all. Ms. Porter, if you and Mr. Matt would come up to the podium for the pronouncing of the sentence. All right, Mr. Matt, regard to the charge of aggravated murder, I'm ordering that you serve a term in Utah State Prison of life without the possibility of parole. The child kidnapping charge, I'm ordering that you serve a term in Utah State Prison of life without the possibility of parole. I'm ordering that you pay restitution as recommended in the sentence report. I'm ordering that you pay attorney's fees. The amount of $250. I'm ordering that these commitments run concurrently at the same time. My recommendation, as always, to the Board of Pardons is to give credit for all the time you've served in custody.